Today I decided to give you a Christmas sermon. I know you'll get one next week as well, but I thought this was a great time to talk about an area that I think is important. I'd like to talk to you today about light and darkness, the difference between light and darkness in the Bible. Let me read you a couple of verses. John 8:12 first. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Then he says, because he's given us his light, he is in us. He says to his disciples, all who follow and trust in him, he says this about them in Matthew 5:14-16. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." I don't know if you thought about this, but light is a symbol of Christmas, and the reason it's a symbol of Christmas is because Jesus is the light of the world. When he came and was born in that stable, the light came into the darkness. The light came into the darkness that has been here ever since the fall. He came to bring light to the darkness. I don't know if you've been aware, but you see lights everywhere at Christmas time, right? On Christmas trees. Of course, the Christmas tree was first put into place because it's an evergreen tree. It symbolizes eternal life in the Christian life. But the lights on the tree represent Jesus is the light of the world, and because he is in us, we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We see lights on our trees and streets and houses. Remember that those lights, whether people recognize it or not, whether they've commercialized Christmas or not, those lights mean that Jesus was born in the stable, and in so doing, he brought light into the world. So no matter what you're doing, just Christmas season, when you see a light, when you see lights representing Christmas, remember that. Remember it represents that Jesus is the light of the world and that we are the light of the world. I've noticed that there have been a rash of Christmas tree burnings in America. Have you noticed that? They burned the Christmas tree outside of Fox Plaza in New York, and been several places where public Christmas trees have been burned. Do you think that is accidental? Do you think that's something that just say, well, a bunch of crazy people out burning trees? No. The darkness does not like the light. The darkness hates the light. And they're burning the representation of that light. So let's start off by talking about what is darkness. What is darkness? Science says that darkness is the absence of light. They define it as nothing. It has no substance whatsoever. But the Bible has a little different opinion about darkness. Yes, darkness is the absence of light. Where there is no light, there's darkness. But the Bible adds to that idea that darkness symbolizes a number of things. It symbolizes spiritual lostness. It symbolizes spiritual blindness, evil, chaos, confusion, sin, lies, death, and the domain of Satan. The domain of Satan is the domain of darkness. And this condition of darkness, as the Bible defines it, which gives content to the idea of darkness, is the condition of the world without God. When the fall came, when Adam fell, darkness fell upon the world, almost like in the movie Fantasia when the evil one, darkness, fell upon the land. And now what we have is a crooked and perverse world. The light is gone. The blind leads the blind. They are without God and without hope. Most people are blind, deaf, dumb, under the dominion of Satan. With evil hearts, they believe whatever lie they're told. A lot of people like to talk historically about the Dark Ages. They say the Dark Ages that lasted 1,000 years is when man had no technological benefits. That was the Dark Ages. Actually, the Dark Ages was when the 1,000 years after the Catholic Church had changed the view of the gospel from the early church, and there was no truth for 1,000 years. There was no gospel for 1,000 years. That was why they called it the Dark Ages, because the truth brings light, and there was no truth. There was no gospel for 1,000 years until the Reformation in the 1500s. Let me read you a few verses, several verses from the Bible about darkness, and I'll make some comments. They do not know, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Since the fall, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Whoever leaves the path of unrighteousness walks in the ways of darkness. These are all verses from the Bible. I won't tell you where they are exactly, but I could. But the way of wickedness is darkness. They do not know on what they stumble. The wicked are in the darkness, and they're ignorant of the condition. They don't even know that they're in the darkness, that they're blind to spiritual things. That's where evil men live. Whoever curses his father and mother, his lamp is out, and he is in darkness. The fool walks in darkness, Ecclesiastes 2:14. Psalm says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. A person who says there's no God, a person who lives as though God does not exist, is in darkness, the Bible says. Behold, darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people. Satan is the prince of this world, and he brings darkness, and he promotes darkness in it. Take care, the light you say is in you is not darkness. We need to ask ourselves the question, are we really in the light, or are we still in darkness? Are we blind to our condition? Have we really embraced the light? Do we have embraced Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord? Another verse, the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jesus shined in the darkness, the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. That's the way the world is. They cannot understand then or now. Do you understand? Do you understand the gospel? Do you understand what Christmas means? Do you understand who Jesus was? Do you understand what he did for you? The natural man, the Bible says, cannot understand the things of God. They're foolish to him, and he cannot understand them because they're fiercely appraised. The natural man is in the darkness. He cannot understand. Another verse, and this is the condemnation, that light came into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, for their deeds are evil. The natural man loves the darkness because it covers up his sins and his deeds and who he really is. He can hide in the darkness who he really is. Jesus said, I came to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them who are sanctified by faith that is in me. Jesus was on a mission. His mission was bring light to the darkness. That's the reason he came. Bring light to the darkness because the world was dark. It was a crooked and perverse place. He who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know what he's doing because darkness is blinding his eyes. Another verse, how can you love God whom you have not seen if you can't love your brother whom you have seen? So that's darkness. What is the light? What is the light? It's the opposite of darkness in the Bible. It symbolizes truth and righteousness, the kingdom of God, goodness, knowledge, sight, wholeness, symmetry, understanding, love, harmony, life. It symbolizes the gospel. It symbolizes those who have received the gospel. We are the light. And where the light is, there is no darkness. Where the light is, there is no darkness. Some verses about that, about the light. The Lord, my God, will enlighten the darkness. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. If we are in the light, we now understand what we didn't understand before. We now understand the gospel. We now understand our sin. We now understand what Jesus did. We now understand why he came. We now understand what Christmas means. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. The word of God is the light. It's the truth. It brings light and it gives us guidance. It gives us long-term guidance. It is a lamp to our feet. It brings short-term guidance. It is a light to our path. To study your word brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. To the law and the testimony. If they speak according to this word, it is because there is no light. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The world is a very dark place. The world hates the word. The word hates the truth. The word hates the light. The word hates Christians. The word hates the church. The word hates Jesus. The word hates God. The world hates God. I will bring the blind by a way that they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light because of them, before them, and crooked things straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. So, who is the light according to the Bible? You see the darkness and you see the light. Who is the light? Well, the Bible says God is the light. The Trinity is the light. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. Because man is separated from God because of sin, we are in darkness. We are in darkness when we are born. We are in darkness until we find Christ. We are in darkness. We do not understand. We are the natural man and we cannot understand their foolishness to us. In heaven, the Bible says, there will be no night. In heaven, there will be no night. And there will be no candle. Nor light from the sun, for the Lord God will be your light, and he will reign forever and ever. We won't need any sun in heaven, because God will be the light. He is pure light. And because he has given us the word of God, and it's inspired by God, the word of God is light. It is God's truth. It is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. And Jesus is the light, because he was God in the flesh. He says, I am the light of the world. I've already read it. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus came through the virgin birth in that stable, in that humble birth, to restore the light that was lost. He did it by his words, by his life. He lived a perfect life. By his death, he died a perfect death. He died on the cross for the sins of all of God's people. And through his resurrection, who showed that death had no power over him. Jesus came to restore the light. Isaiah 60 verse 3. The Gentiles will see a great light. Not only is this light going to come to the Jewish people, it's going to extend and spread to the Gentiles of the world, and that's us. Then your light will break forth as the morning. Arise, shine, for the light has come. The people who sat in darkness will see a great light. At Jesus' virgin birth, the shepherds saw this great light and they were pointing to the manger so they could see the Christ child. In him is life, and the life was the light of men. He is the true light. Jesus is the true light who enlightens every man that comes into the world. While you have light, believe in the light that you may be children of the light. Everyone, especially this time of year at Christmas, we should ask ourselves, have I trusted in the light? Have I believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord? Do I know what he has done? Do I understand what he did? Do I understand grace? Do I understand what he did on the cross? Do I understand why the virgin birth occurred? Do I understand what Christmas really means? Do I understand what the lights mean when I see it? Have I received the light myself, or am I just fooling myself and I'm still in darkness? We all need to ask ourselves that question. In him is life, and the light was the light of men. He is the true light which enlightens every man that comes into the world. Why you have light, believe in the light, because that you may become children of light. You want to become a child of light? You want to become a children of light? You must trust in the light. You must trust in Jesus Christ. When you trust in the light, you automatically get out of darkness, because Christ comes in you, and the God who is light, the Holy Spirit, enters your spirit, and you're born again, and now your spirit is alive, and you are in the light. You come from the darkness into the light. He removes you from the domain of darkness into the domain of his marvelous light. Christ suffered, was the first to rise from the dead, to show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of them which do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. Mankind says, I love to be in the darkness. I like being blind. Because of my sin, I do not want the light, because my sins, my deeds will be exposed. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Awake, you are asleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. There's not just a few verses, is it, about this? It's a lot. And this was made manifest by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. When Jesus was born, he came to bring the light so that we can be born again. And when we trust in Jesus Christ, we become light because he is in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We become children of light. We have the truth of God's word to share. We have the gospel to help others find the light. We are to walk in the light and tell others about the light. The little song that the kids sing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Put it under a bushel? No, I'm not going to put my light under a bushel. I'm going to let my light shine that men may see my good works and glorify my Father who is in heaven. So we are the conduits of the light. We are the containers of the light. We are the examples of the light. We are the ambassadors of the light. We are the instruments of the light that God has put upon this world. We are the ones who take God's light and tells people about that light in the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who believes in me shall not walk in darkness, but has the light of life. Then he turns around and says, you are the light of the world. Do not put your light under a bushel. Jesus is the light, and he is coming to us, and now we are the light. For you were in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Give thanks to the Father who has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You are children of light. All these are verses, separate verses. You are the children of light, the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. You are a chosen generation, a holy priesthood, a royal nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. So we see this contrast. We see the darkness symbolized by the domain of Satan and Satan and the people who follow him. And we have the light, Jesus and what he did and the gospel and the word of God and we who have accepted Christ. The contrast. So when the light is present, what is it supposed to do? Well, I've got five things. One, when the light is present, when we are present, when Jesus is present, it penetrates the darkness like a flashlight. It penetrates the darkness. Where light comes, there is no darkness. It dispels the darkness, number two. Like having a switch to cut the light on in a room. It exposes the true nature of things. When the light comes, it exposes people. Why do you think people who are evil hate to go to church? Because when they go, they get exposed. They get exposed for who they are and what they believe and what they do. Like a bunch of roaches in a dark room and the light comes on, you see them scurrying around everywhere. And I have to say, I used to be one of those people when I was young. Number four, it gives understanding. When the light comes, we now see the truth. We said, why didn't I see that before? I should have seen that. Now I see it. Now I see who Jesus is. Now I see who I am. Now I see what I need. It shows us the right way. It gives us guidance. It's like a lighthouse guiding a ship to not hit the rocks. So let me give you as the conclusion, let me ask you this question. How do we become lights in the darkness to a lost and dying world? What do we need to do to be lights to the world? The first thing we must do, I have three things. The first thing we must do is we must receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, receive the light ourselves, and follow Jesus who as our Savior and Lord. Let me read you a very important verse. I memorized this verse many years ago, but I'm going to read it so I won't make a mistake. There is the true light. This is John 1:9. There is a true light which cometh into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many, listen to this, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name. To as many as received him, you ask yourself, have I received him? To as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name, who are born not of blood, it doesn't matter what family you're in, nor of the will of the flesh, you cannot choose it, nor of the will of man, but of God. God must come and change your heart, or you will not come. If you desire to come, it's because God has made you desire it. We need to ask God, God, show me the light. Show me the light. I want to see the light. So when we accept the light, we are transferred into the kingdom of light from the kingdom of darkness. We change from being a child of Satan to a child of God and a child of the light. All right, point number two. How do we become lights to a lost and dying world in the darkness? First, we receive the light ourselves. Secondly, we walk in the light. We live consistent lives as Christians. And that means that we want the people of the world to look at us and say, that is a real Christian. I like to say this, the world has a right to judge us. They have a right to look at us and say, that person is really looks like a Christian. People of the world have a right to expect evidence of our profession. So we must walk our talk. Let our light shine before men, that men may see our good works and glorify our God, Father who is in heaven. Our behavior must match our profession. We must reject the things of the darkness and not dabble in them. We must have a quality of life that is radically different from the world. We've talked about this many times. Our life must be different from those in the world. We won't be perfect, we never will be, but we can be the same inside as we are outside. A hypocrite is somebody who's different on the inside than he is on the outside. When you say on the inside, you say on the outside I'm a Christian, but on the inside you have not changed, you're a hypocrite. But we make mistakes, but when I make a mistake and I do the right thing when I'm wrong, then I'm not a hypocrite. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a Christian. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to sin. I'm not perfect, but I'm going to do the right thing about it when I see my sin. I'm going to confess my sin, knowing Jesus is faithful and just to forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I'm going to try to do better next time. So we need to live consistent lives. Number three, how do we become lights to a dark and dying world? We take the light to the darkness. And this is something Christians need to really take to heart. We have all these lights all around. We have Christmas and we give gifts and everything. What is the greatest gift we could give somebody? And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is to be saved. That is the greatest gift that we can give to anybody. And the Bible says, Philippians 2, we are to be lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We're to be lights in the midst. We're not supposed to be clustered away from the world. We're supposed to be in the midst of the world. Be lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. So we're not talking about monasticism where we go off and kind of hide ourselves. We're not talking about a holy huddle like some churches where we have a little huddle and all we care about is the people in the church. And then we're not going to have what I call a fortress mentality, where we say we want to defend ourselves from the world and we don't want to have anything to do with the world. No, we go to the world. Jesus said, go into the byways and highways and compel them to come in. Go to your friends and relatives and tell them the great things God has done for you and how he's had mercy on you. So we do not put our light under a bushel, as we've read, but on a lampstand. God does not have a secret service. There's some Christians who kind of hide the fact they're Christians. They don't want people to know because they think that people will treat them badly if they know. God does not have a secret service. We tell them plainly. We are Christians. And we put our light on a hill and on a lampstand. And we go to the lost. We try to be friends with the lost. I think you should develop a plan. You should have a list. You say, here's my lost friends. Here are the people that I know that are lost. I'm going to concentrate on these two, and I'm going to find out what they like to do. I'm going to find out their hobbies. I'm going to find out what their birthday is. I'm going to find out what their kids' names are. And I'm going to interact with them in their lives. I'm going to invite them to go do things with me that they like to do. I'm going to invite them to go do things with me that I like to do. I'm going to give them a birthday card. I'm going to give them a call when their kids have a birthday. I'm going to engage with them, and I'm going to try to build a relationship with them so they will listen to the gospel. That's what being a light to the world means. Be friends with the lost and tell them the gospel when the time is right. I don't mean going around dumping the gospel on everybody, but looking for the opportunity to tell them the truth. Looking, rattling doorknobs, I call it. Asking questions to see if they're ready to hear. And that means when they are ready to hear, you need to be ready to tell them. You need to have your testimony prepared. You need to know what you would say when you have that opportunity. You need to think about what you would say, like I had the men do in our class where they wrote their testimony out and we worked on it to make it better. You need to get your testimony into good shape so that you can give it when you have the opportunity. And then you need to learn how to give the gospel in a clear manner. You need to get some kind of gospel presentation where you can give the gospel clearly when the opportunity arises, whether it's EE or the bridge or whatever. What does it say about your light status if you can't give your testimony and you don't know how to give the gospel? What does that say about you being lights to the world? What does that say? It says you're not much of a light, are you? You're kind of like a little flimsy candle. You're not much of a light. You need to prepare yourself to be lights to the world. That's what God has called you to do. So the last thing I want to ask is, be honest with yourself. Are you a light person or are you a night person? If you're honest with yourself, do you say, I've accepted the light. I am the light now. I am being the light. What would you say about yourself? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? I know from experience that lots of people who come to church are not saved. I think most of the people in this church are saved because I've gotten to know you and I've heard your testimonies. But there's always a chance that there's somebody here that is here today and really has not, they realize today they're really not a light person. They're a night person. If you're not a light person, please, please, what better time of the year than Christmas when Jesus came to earth? What better time of year can it be to accept Christ than Christmas? What a great time. Your testimony of the future say, I accepted Jesus Christ on Christmas. That would be a great testimony to have. Let's close in prayer. Father, we come today. We thank you for this time. We thank that Jesus has brought the light, that he is the light. And because of him, we are the light. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us light people. You have removed us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into your marvelous light. Help us to think about this every time we see a light this Christmas season. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.